This audio interview is being conducted at the Seattle Sperm Bank on December 20th, 2021 with donor number 10587.
My donor number is 10587. Hello, I'm 6 feet tall and have a medium build. I have blonde hair and blue eyes. My skin color is fair. My mother's ethnic origin is Irish, German, and English, and my father's ethnic origin is German and English.
All right, well, thanks so much for taking the time to be here with us. We really do appreciate it. I'm going to start with some questions about you and then go to a few about the donor program.
All right.
All right. So the first question is, are you currently a student? Are you working? What do you got going on?
Not a student right now. I graduated in May of this year. I'm not working right now. Currently, I am a stay-at-home stepfather.
Excellent. All right. So in your ideal situation, 5 to 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I'd like to be teaching geography or a GIS analyst. I'm a GIS major, so anything in the geographic information science field is pretty interesting to me. Nothing too specific. I'm pretty open-minded about what I'd like to do in the GIS field, but also teaching would be great too.
Okay, so how about growing up? Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I do. I have 2 younger brothers.
All right, what's your relationship like with them?
Great. I actually live with one of them right now. The other one I talk to somewhat frequently, but he lives in another state, so I don't see him too often.
All right, how about your parents? Would you say you have any morals or values that you see in yourself today that they gave you when you were young?
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't really raised with any religion or spirituality or anything like that, but definitely good ethics and morals instilled in me, just as far as doing the right thing and having integrity and honesty, that sort of thing.
So when you're not working or going to school, what do you like to do for fun?
I play video games with my brothers and friends, play guitar, listen to music. I like to go to a lot of concerts and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, so concerts, what type of music are you into? Or if it's easier, what type don't you like?
I'm more into pop punk, sort of alternative rock, post-hardcore, that sort of thing. Not overly interested in country or rap, but being as someone who loves music, I can respect them for the art that they are, but it's not really my sort of thing.
All right, so how about movies? Are there specific genres you lean towards or favorites you want to share?
Not really any specific genres, really. I'm a Marvel fan, so just about any Marvel movies. I love the John Wick movies, and then a lot of comedies, too. Just whatever's good, really. I don't like to try to pin myself in one genre for movies.
Yeah, all right, that's good. How about some of your favorite foods?
I love Thai food, like curry. I love Mexican food, really all over the place. Just mashed potatoes and gravy with chicken, something as simple as that. I just love food.
How about when you get a chance to read for fun, what do you like to read?
If I was reading for fun, it'd be more fictional, probably something like the Harry Potter series, the Hunger Games, stuff like that. If I'm reading, I'm probably more reading to unwind than anything.
Sure.
So more in the fictional area.
What's one of the better trips you've been on in your life?
In 2017, I went on a cruise with my family. We went to Puerto Rico, St. Martin, and St. Thomas. And I love St. Martin. That one was great. We went on a boat trip that toured us around the islands all around, did some snorkeling around, and we went to one island that had a lot of huge iguanas. Huge iguanas.
That's cool.
So that was really cool.
Yeah, that's excellent. All right, any other passions, talents, or interests that we haven't touched on yet?
Yeah, I love to play guitar. I've been playing guitar for probably about 10 years or so, and with that, I dabble in the bass as well. Started playing drums before guitar and bass, but I was decent. I could keep a rhythm, but it was a little too loud, so I went with the guitar instead.
I'm going to move to some of those questions about the donor program now. The first one is, what made you want to be a donor?
I have a few friends I've seen firsthand the joy that something like same-sex couples or people who can't have kids of their own, mm-hmm. I've seen the joys that it can bring them, and I just want to be able to do that for someone else.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Obviously, we appreciate it, and so do the folks who are listening to this interview, so thanks so much. What are some of your thoughts about possible future contact with an offspring?
I'm open to it, and I'm excited about it. Yeah, I think it sounds great.
All right, and last question. Is there anything that you'd want to say to the recipients of your donation?
Just that if you do receive my donation, then I hope it brings you the utmost happiness and joy. And if you're trying to start a family, I hope that I can help do that for you.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks again for taking time to be here with us. Honestly, we do appreciate it. And we wish you the best going forward.
All right.
All right. This concludes the audio interview for donor number 10587 on the 20th of December, 2021.